At this point, we have 13 confirmed cases of E. coli, and we have the counties involved have been Boone and Howard and Cooper.
Okay. Are there folks in other counties that you suspect have come down with this same cause disease?
At this point, those are the three confirmed counties, but yes, we have some people in other counties, but we don't believe that they're related. E. coli is a fairly common illness, and so a big part of what we are doing is, of course, the investigation to try and find if there are common factors.
Now, I understand that you folks have kind of zeroed in on one farm as a suspected source of at least some of these cases. Is that correct?
There is one farm where seven of the individuals have been, or six, I'm sorry, I'm looking at six and seven. It's a total of 13. Seven of the individuals have no connection to the farm, but six individuals consumed raw milk from the one farm.
What does this say about raw milk as a safe thing to consume? Do you folks have a position on whether raw milk is good?
Well, we are taking this opportunity to remind the public that it's widely considered an unnecessary health risk to consume raw milk or milk that's not been pasteurized to kill all of the harmful germs. That can be bacteria or viruses or parasites. The role of pasteurization is to eliminate disease-causing germs that may have contaminated the milk and provide protection for the consumer.
Now, as I understand it, there's only one retail establishment in the state that sells raw milk, but there are several places apparently that wholesale it. Is that correct?
The most of the raw milk consumed in this state is consumed by a direct purchase from the farmer. The wholesale sale of the milk is not regulated. The retail is.
Would you folks like to see some kind of regulations put on raw milk?
As we have said, we continue to believe that it is an unnecessary health risk to consume raw milk, and we think that the safest way is for people to buy milk that has been pasteurized.
Is there a way that if I buy raw milk, is there a way I can pasteurize the stuff at home?
Pasteurization is a long-standing practice. I guess perhaps if someone had particular knowledge or the right equipment, I assume they may be able to do it. But we believe that going through establishments that have all of the proper equipment and experts for pasteurization is the way to go. And we continue to advise people that it really is a health risk to consume raw milk.
Well, could I just boil it or something like that? Would that be enough? I don't know what the pasteurization process is specifically, but I know heat's involved. But could I just boil the milk if I want, and be safe that way?
We continue to tell people the safest way is to buy milk that comes to you pasteurized, that has been through that pasteurization process with people who know what they're doing. To try to do it yourself and to buy raw milk and try to take care of things yourself is an unnecessary health risk.
Is there an increase in the sale of raw milk in Missouri that you folks are seeing?
We know that there are certain groups that believe that raw milk is healthy to consume. We continue to advise people that that is not the case. As with respect to the actual quantity of raw milk that's being consumed at this point, we don't have that statistics at the health department.
Is there, as I understand it, there's kind of a division of authority here between the ag department and the health department. You folks regulate the sale of milk by farmer to customer, or is it the ag department that does that and you regulate retail sales?
We do. Ag does the sale of farmer to consumer, and we do retail. But once we have an illness such as this, then we become involved because we are the ones who are involved in doing the investigation.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm reaching my 9 o'clock I'm ready to go into an appointment, which I told you on the voicemail.
Sure.
So
if you
had additional questions,
I just had one more, and that is, would we be better off if the regulation was all under one agency?
At this point, we work very closely with the Department of Agriculture, and we know that the primary issue is simply making sure that people are aware of the fact that consuming raw milk is a health risk.
Okay.
That's the biggest issue.